The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to the Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "You are the salt of the earth. But if salt loses its taste, with what can it be seasoned? It is no longer good for anything, but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A city set on the mountain cannot be hidden, nor do they light a lamp and then put it under a bushel basket. It is set on a lampstand where it gives light to all in the house. Just so, your light must shine for others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your heavenly Father." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
There's a great story about St. Peter that's come down through the histories that you won't find in the Bible. It's become a part of the oral tradition of the church, an encounter that St. Peter had with Jesus after the resurrection. It was probably around the early years of the first century, mid-first century, and St. Peter was leading this new church, leading the new Christians, but there was persecution beginning to happen and become very strong in Rome under the Emperor Nero. The Christians were being persecuted and they were gunning for St. Peter. He was the leader of the church. They knew if they could get St. Peter, they could stop this movement. And so the followers of Christ and those who were with Peter said, you've got to leave Rome. You've got to flee, because they're going to find you and they're going to kill you. So St. Peter did that. He disguised himself, and one night he snuck out of Rome, went on what's called the Appian Way, that led to one of the gates that led to the outside part of the city of Rome, and started heading out, leaving. But as he walked through the gate, the story says, is as he was walking through the gate, someone else was coming up and walked through the gate the other way. And when Peter looked at that person, he recognized that it was Jesus. And he startled him. And Jesus passed right by and started walking toward Rome. And Peter turned around and said, "Jesus, where are you going?" It's a phrase that has been a part of Christian thought and prayer for the centuries. In Latin, it's Domine quo vadis. That word quo vadis, where are you going, is what Peter asked Jesus. Jesus turns around and says to him, "I am going to Rome to be crucified again." And Peter looks at him and says, "You're going to be crucified again." Jesus says, "Yes." And in that moment, Peter gets it. He says to Jesus, "Then I will follow you all the way to that place of your crucifixion. I will follow you back to Rome." Jesus looks at him, and the story says that at that moment he gives Peter a look of consolation and then ascends back to heaven. And Peter goes back to Rome himself, to what he knew would be his persecution and, as Christ told him, his death. And you probably know that Peter was also crucified and asked to be crucified upside down, because he didn't want to be on the same level of Christ. So his experience and encounter with Christ helped him to turn back toward his calling, to turn back toward what Christ was offering him, which was the glory of the cross. Jesus said to Peter, "You have to go and follow the cross that I have given you, because your example is going to bring millions of souls to God." For Peter to be the salt of the earth and the light of the world meant going to the cross. And so when Jesus says to all of us, "You are the light of the world and the salt of the earth," it's not just a nice saying. It should stir up in us a question. How am I going to be the light of the world? How am I going to be the salt of the earth? How am I going to respond to the invitation of Jesus to go and embrace my cross? I like salt, probably too much. I like light, except when it's burning my eyes. I like to be able to see where I'm going, and I like for food to taste good. Right? That's what light does. It helps us to see. It opens our eyes. It makes things clear. We want light so that we can see where we're going. That question, where are you going? So Peter, or Jesus gave him the light. He said, "I'm going to Rome. I'm going to my cross. And you have to follow." But salt doesn't just make things taste good. It actually draws flavor out. We want to draw out in others the desire that has been placed on them by God to go to the cross. To draw people out of their comfort, out of complacency, out of indifference. Paul had it right. You heard in the second reading, he said, "I do not have the wisdom that you want. I do not know everything. I do not have the ability to speak very well." Paul is kind of listing his, "I do not have all of this. But what I do have is the knowledge of Christ and Him crucified. And because I have that, then I have the ability to present to the world the Spirit of God and the power of God." And I think light and salt, spirit and power correlate here in these readings. When you have the light of the world, when you can be the light of the world, that is the Spirit of God working in you. And when you respond to that, people will see Christ in you. When you live a life of holiness, devoting your life to God, when we live a life dedicated to goodness and virtue, when we turn to God in prayer, when we turn to those in need, when we put aside everything that divides, hatred, anger, judgment, these things do not do anything good for the world. But what does bring good is Christ, the Spirit of God in the world. It unites and brings people together and shows people Jesus Christ. So you have to be that kind of light. But the salt of the earth, that's like the power of God. Because believe it or not, by your words, by your example, by your desire to live the gospel in a way that can transform and move hearts, the power of God will rise up even in you. St. Paul recognized, I don't have a lot of gifts, but what do I have? I have Jesus Christ and Him crucified. St. Paul said, I know Jesus Christ and Him crucified. And for St. Paul, it was enough to bring souls to Christ. It was enough to bring salvation through Christ in his time and even to this day. Rise up and go and be the salt of the earth and the light of the world. No one else is going to do it for souls that need Christ except you. If you see someone that needs Christ in this life, you have to speak to them about it. If you see someone that needs the church and the sacraments in this life, you have to invite them. If you see someone that is dying because of their sin, you have to show them to Christ in this life, and to the sacrament of confession. If you see someone in this world that is lost, you have to bring them to Christ. You are the light of the world and the salt of the earth. So it begins with a real knowing of Jesus Christ, who will draw out in you the Spirit of God and the power of God.